With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
So we're getting fired up. We have two remotes this week. Our first time at the Eagle to have two remotes in a week. Thursday, we are at Rollertown in Salina. We're doing our show from there from 2 to 5. We're then going to hang out afterwards, and we're going to watch the Mavs game there. The tip-off is at 6:30, and it's going to be a blast. We're going to have a lot of fun. Skin, you've secured some giveaways, some cool things for us to for folks who come watch the game with us, a chance for them to win.
If you're a Mav fan, you are going to want these giveaways. Like, we've got an autographed KP jersey.
Ooh.
We have a Lucas Swingman jersey, the 75-year anniversary edition. That's not autographed, but it's a badass. Like, it's you know, you can drop over $100 on it.
Yeah.
And we have ticket giveaways as well. So, oh. I think if you're a Maverick fan, this is all stuff you will very much want.
Yeah.
And while we're on the air from 2 to 5, it's happy hour.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be an incredible Thursday.
Curbside Cravings is there. Listener, awesome food truck.
Awesome food truck. Those dudes are rad.
And it's an early tip, 6:30?
6:30. So, we'll get off the air at 5. That'll give you and I an hour and a half to eat some Curbside Cravings and have a beer with everybody. And then we're going to crank up this game there, and we're going to be going bonkers.
It's a lot of fun to watch a Mavs game with Skin, and it's not something that happens. This is just a nationally televised game, so he won't be working it on the local television broadcast. So this is going to be awesome. And then Friday, we are going to be at the Pluckers in Grapevine.
Yeah!
And I just saw the Eagle Facebook page put this out there, and we're hyping it up already. So if you're anywhere near Grapevine, you can come watch our show live from 2 to 5 on Friday. So we're excited about this. We're out and about for two different days this week, and we'd love to meet you. If our show is a part of your daily routine and you can swing it to stop by and see us, whether at Rollertown in Salina on Thursday and Thursday night, or whether it's Friday at Pluckers and Grapevine, man, we would love to meet you and thank you for listening. We'll give you a big hug and maybe cup your buttocks.
Yeah, and speaking of that, Ben, I'm into that. And our buddy Matt, you know, we've had him out to the brewery before, old Matt Scarlett. His son Colt, it's his 12th birthday, and he's listening right now.
All right.
So when you were talking about cupping buttocks, I just wanted to make sure that you knew Colt, 12-year-old Colt,
yeah,
heard that.
Yeah, yep. You're going to explain that to him.
Yep. It's on you, Matt.
Yep. Right now, it's time for this.
Ooh, are you all sticky and covered in goo?
I'm sorry.
Then you need to soak in an audio bubble bath.
KT's audio bubble bath. Taking a bath is good for you.
All right. I got a few things here. I actually got a lot of crap here. So big old bubble bath. And ostensibly, two of these things could be conceived as mini games.
All right, here's what
happened. Mini games.
Here's what happened there.
Don't worry about it.
Mini games.
I'm going to start off.
I'll tell you off here.
Oh. No, I know whatever you're going to say. It was just going to bog it down. So I just don't want to get bogged down here.
All right.
You're going to tell me that I didn't know what the word meant?
No, I'm going to say you lost your footing when you decided to roll with ostensibly. It's
ostensibly,
a hard word
son.
To say.
I was going to say quasi, but I'd rather do ostensibly.
Okay. It's a very big word.
It's
both
a huge word.
Incredibly pretentious.
alternatively or alternately. Saturday Night Live was last week. It had Rami Malek as your host.
Mm-hmm. Was he good?
No, not really.
Okay.
And usually they're not when it's an actor type. Like hardcore actor type.
He always looks like he's trying to figure out a way to come down off the LSD.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It almost feels like his like mouth is stapled shut, kind of. Just the way he talks.
He's got a weird mouth thing.
Very quietly.
He's got a weird mouth thing, which was great in the Queen documentary because with the weird teeth, it just made him look more real.
It was perfect. But he's just got a big lower jaw. But they did a skit, and they've done things like this before. But I wanted to see if y'all could guess who these people are, because when you see it, Yeah, it's easy to tell, but does it sound like these people? So it's like an SNL impressions game.
So is Rami Malek involved in any of these impressions?
I don't know.
Okay, I want to say one more thing about him because I think this is very unique when you have a famous person or someone who's won an Academy Award. He's got a twin brother that's not an actor.
That's wild.
That's wild, right?
Yeah.
I saw his monologue. That's all I've seen of SNL, and then I fell asleep.
Okay, so you haven't heard this, then?
I have not heard this, okay. But I saw his monologue where he was talking about one sibling is a teacher and one is a doctor.
I didn't know that. You know, jobs, but I knew he had a twin brother.
And he was talking about his twin. He's like, well, my twin will be in one of the sketches tonight.
Oh, yeah, he did do that joke, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm not going to tell you which one to try to figure it out. So it's a classic SNL thing. It's going to be a game show. Okay. You've got two guys, and then you've got a panel of celebrities. And then you'll ask a question to the celebrity and see if they can get it right. So they're calling on these celebrities. Let's see. Can you guess? And some I've bleeped out their name if it says their name, and some I'm just going to let it roll. Can you guess which celebrity this is?
Hold on. Don't play it. Do we guess it out loud or do we write it down?
Just keep it to yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweden is bordered by Norway and which other country?
Of course, you can't talk about Sweden without talking about IKEA. Home of sketchy furniture and even sketchier meatballs. They're not beef, bad IKEA. Bad IKEA.
All right. I know who that is.
I do too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys all know?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I guess?
On the count of three, we'll say it together.
All right.
One, two, three.
John Oliver.
All right, John Oliver.
I got it when he said, bad IKEA, bad IKEA.
At the first, he was talking about game shows. Daddy liked game shows.
Who was that? That was a good impression.
Mikey Day. Okay. You know, he does a lot of the... He's pretty good.
Yeah.
This one is an... I will let you guys know that this is an actress, right? I'll give that away. This is going to be tough, I think.
Oh, jeez. That choice, sweetheart. I was in Europe once. I drank too much and passed out in a sauna like a dumbass. Where was I?
Okay.
I know it. I don't know her name.
It sounds like Stifler's mom.
Yes.
The original MILF.
Is that her?
The chick in the hotel movie with...
Yeah, her name is...
The HBO series.
It's Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes.
Is that her?
Yes. You got it.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's good.
She did great then.
I thought it was Julianne Moore.
Jennifer Coolidge now is so Botoxed up and breathing hard at all times.
Yeah.
Dumbass. Okay, who is this? I mean, this will be... You'll hear a bleep. He's just covering up her name.
We've also got funny lady...
Hey, Mr. Hostman. why did I say that?
You know, Christina?
I do know who it is. I want to let them
guess. I don't. Can I hear it again?
Yeah.
Do you know, Ben?
I know it is.
We've also got funny lady.
Hey. Hey, Mr. Hostman. why did I say that?
Oh, man.
Oh, she did great if this is who it is. Yeah.
Oh, she nailed it.
It's Kristen Wiig, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Kristen Wiig.
Okay. She did so good.
There's a part where she throws a paper airplane in the middle of the game. It's like, why'd you throw it? She said, I'm quirky. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's so great that they're impersonating their own people now.
Yeah.
This one's involved. Okay, here's one more.
Rapper. I like to buy a vowel.
What?
All right, I got to hear that again.
No way.
Rapper. Bye.
Is that Lil Wayne?
It's Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Does he talk like that?
He talks really wild.
Kinda.
Yeah.
And then the last
one. He always talks like he's about to pop out of a box.
Last one here.
From what up? Yo, do I have to sit next to Rami Malek? I mean, his eyes are freaking me out. Dude, stop staring at me, man.
Okay, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Christina, you know it?
I do.
Damn it. Do you know Ben?
No.
Can I hear it again? It's right there.
Yeah.
What up? Yo, do I have to sit next to Rami Malek? I mean, his eyes are freaking me out. Dude, stop staring at me, man.
I'll
give y'all a clue. He's on the SNL cast.
Oh, he is?
Go ahead, Christina.
It's Pete.
Pete Davidson.
Oh.
So okay. Rami Malek was Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson was Rami Malek. Pete Davidson, it's hard to do a Rami Malek impersonation besides just staring at you and not saying, not talking very loud.
Right.
So Pete Davidson's got this really good thing where he's willing to do imitations he's not good at. And it just ends in, like, his dong falling off or something. Like, you know, it's not even a really very good imitation, but something funny
it's
happens.
Something funny, and his face is kind of funny.
Yeah.
So Christina and I went to a show on Sunday night, and I wasn't going to play any of this, but it was kind of a funny thing. And then I saw that the Kessler, which we were talking about earlier, the Kessler Theater, posted the whole 10-minute performance of this song on their Facebook page.
Okay.
Now, this is the Polyphonic Spree, local Dallas band. They're known for having, you know, 20 people on stage and all wear robes, kind of. But they did a big show that was covers and some of their normal stuff.
Was the theremin there?
No.
Damn it.
Not that I know of.
I didn't see it.
It was
theremin.
20. When I walked in, I thought there was going to be 15. There was 20. And I saw them Saturday, and then Christina and Mike with us on Sunday night.
It was
and
awesome.
They were gonna. And Mike at one point in the night goes the lithium thing, right? I was like, yeah. And they closed with Lithium. Now on Saturday they played it, and it went without a hitch. You know, 4 minutes in and out. Off the top of your head, do you guys know the lyrics to Lithium by Nirvana?
How does it start?
Is that the one where he says nature is a whore?
It starts with I'm so happy.
I'm so happy. Today I lost my beard.
They're in my head. I'm so
angry.
Oh my.
By the way, when we had Tim Urban on Friday, he was singing lyrics to Smells Like Teen Spirit that I didn't know were in there.
Oh, yeah?
I realized as he was singing it, I was like, you know, I only know half the lyrics of this song, and there's some mumble parts I've never even known what he said.
Wow, yeah, no.
So they're doing the song, and I think you're going to be able to hear it pretty well. Just a small miss in the first verse, but I knew something was off because Tim DeLauder, the front man, starts kind of doing a little off mic F bomb and not like mad, but kind of like, ah, crap. So let's see if you can figure it out.
I'm so happy because today I found my friends. They're in my head. I'm so lucky. But that's okay because so are you. We broke our words. Sunday morning is every day for all I care. But I'm not scared.
They got real wheels off.
Okay.
Well, they messed up the last line. Yeah. Right?
So someone, I think it was someone in the choir, and I think he's kind of just relying on the six girls in the choir to kind of, if you don't fully know a word, maybe they've
don't
got
say it.
It.
Yeah.
Sunday morning is every day for all I care, and I'm not scared.
Mm-hmm.
And
someone
they kept
said
saying
sad.
Sad.
Yeah.
So you hear it.
They went to the second verse.
He did it too.
Yeah.
So he did it. So they go to the chorus, and this is what he says after the chorus.
Someone's rolling over in their grave right now.
Okay, someone's rolling over in their grave right now, talking about Kurt Cobain.
Okay. Because
they messed it up. They knew they messed it up.
And I think just the fact that they're doing a happy version of the song makes Kurt roll over in his grave to begin with.
So they go back, and like, you know what? We go, and this is what the song does. The song goes back to the
mm-hmm.
first verse.
Mm-hmm.
They do it one more time.
By the way, we should all acknowledge that one of the greatest lines in the history of songs is, I'm so horny, that's okay, my will is good.
Pretty great.
That is awesome.
So let's give this a shot here. We're going back to the top. We'll see if we can get it right.
We're going back to the top of the song. This time I'm trying to redeem myself. You guys can join me. Just belt it out, all right? Here we go.
So they got to go still do the chorus. Everyone's jumping on it. So the show's over. Curfew is at 11. It's 10:58. It's over. And he's like, nope. We're trying to get it.
Oh, no.
I
got to
get this through. We got to do this part again.
Can I stop right here real quick?
because at this point, I have no idea they're screwing it up because we don't really know the lyrics. I'm like, okay, they just want everyone to really get into this, right? Because no one's, like, a few people are jumping. I'm like, they really want us to all just jumping it into it because it's their last night. And that's what I thought he was going
for. And this was your first time seeing him. You were seeing the experience of the first time.
Yeah,
you were
I had
in the
no
moment.
Idea.
I had seen him the night before do it perfectly, so I could tell.
But wait.
Something was off.
Are there like 30 people on stage in robes?
There's 20.
Wow.
And it was, you know, on stage it appeared to be claustrophobic because the Kessler's not a huge
Kessler's
room.
No, it's big not, venue. Yeah.
So Christina was taken in. I kind of knew something was up. You can tell, by the way.
No, I was just having fun. I was like, all right, I'll jump this time. Let's go.
It's awesome. Fast forward a little bit. Let's see if we can get it this time. Again, it's Sunday morning. Is every day for all I care, and I'm not scared. Mm-hmm. Not I'm not sad. Can't hear him, but he's off mic and he's just screaming the F word. He is so mad, but not like angry, but he's like, God,
I messed it up.
What's now time. Curfew time?
Yeah.
You can't do it again.
So many times, so we think that's the lyrics now.
Yes, last time. It's got to be the last one. It's 11 o'clock. It's curfew. It's got to be the
lights on.
Not yet. It's 10:59. I mean, it's hot. Never like got it right.
It almost feels like they're pranking him there at the end.
Yeah, he was like, that wasn't me. I didn't do it.
They sound so cool, though.
Oh, it was awesome.
That's a cool cover,
great.
Man.
It was badass. That poor sound guy, though, I can't imagine. Sound check's got to be awful for him.
A lot of things to massage.
All the crap.
I'm telling you, you couldn't tell, especially I was drinking a lot. I know other people were. Yeah. He was like, this is just a fun song.
Well, we got a 10-minute version of that song.
Yeah,
that's
it was great.
The best thing they do, maybe. So. I thought this was funny. You know, we all saw Bill Belichick's fever blister on his, whatever that thing was growing on his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was a herpes sore.
I thought it was just
the same thing.
I thought it was,
yeah, it's technically the same thing.
His nose was bleeding too, right? Wasn't it something on his nose too?
I thought it was runny lipstick.
It is weird. Well, he's got to do what I imagine is a very high energy interview every Monday morning after a Sunday game. And they've got a morning show, and the female asked a question about 5 minutes into the interview. Talked about the game for a minute, and then she did this.
Like I said, give them credit. They played well last night.
Bill, during the game, it seemed like you were bleeding on the sideline. A lot of people, whether it was the broadcast, fans, people that were at the game, watching at home, were worried about you. What was going on there?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Not life-threatening.
No.
People were talking about it nonstop during the game.
Bill, did you give any consideration?
Oh, my God.
All right. So there's a lot of time. I do this. We've all done this. Where you're interviewing someone, but you don't ask them a question. You make a comment, and you think that they're going to comment on the comment. He will never do that.
Never.
If you do not ask him a direct question, he will not give you an answer. So you can't just do what she said, where she said a lot of people were talking about it.
Noticed you were bleeding.
Yeah. Because he's not going to comment on that. He's just going to sit there until they decide they want to ask him something.
Just say I got a cold sore. It'll go away in a week.
So awkward.
And I do want to give you a hint of this Call of Duty mashup with a guitar legend. Mm-hmm. We'll do that next, though.
Yes. Oh.
We can put that in there next.
Great tease.
So okay.
That's coming up next in the weekday update.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.